Pashas Sazria. Pasuk starts off with Dabra Hashem Moshe Lemor, Dabra B'nei Yisrael Lemor, speak to the B'nei Yisrael, Isha Ki Sazria, and Isha, when she conceives the old Zohar, and then she gives birth to a child, to a Zohar, V'tomo Shivas Yomim Kimei Nidas Devoiso Titmo. She's Tomei for 7 days, just like a Nida. And then the Pasuk says right away, Uvayom Hashmini Yimol B'Saro Losoi. On the 8th day, there's the mitzvah to do the bris milah. Now the first Rashi brings down the famous Medrash Rabbah that says, Omer Rebbe Simloi, Kishem Sheitzirosoi Shalodom, Achar Kol Behema Chayiv Yoif, B'maisa Breishis, the same way that the Odom Arishon was created, the last one, after the animals were created, Kach Terosoi Nispasha Achar Teras Behema Chayiv Yoif. The same way the Aloch is about a man, are also set over afterwards, the halach is about a behema. In other words, in the last parsha of Shemini Yen, we're talking about the halachas of a behema, which behema we are allowed to eat, what we're not allowed to eat. And then later, first, we say the halach is about Isha Kisazriyam, about the halachas of a man when a person is born, but how much the tumah that she has, the tyra that she has, the mitzvahs of milam, that's for in the halachas later, of Sazriya and Mitzvah, about Hilchos Nigoyim, halachas about what happens to the person himself. That is only learned after the halachas of the animal. And really, there's a little kasha on this medrash. Like, the reason why Adam Rishon was created last on Yom Shishi, really the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Adam nivro b'achrino kedei shiyikonesh l'sud miyad. A person was created last kedei that as soon as he's born, he could go right away to have the sud, to have the meal. Well, Pirush Rashi explains there, like the whole world should be created already, all the fruits, all the peris are here ready, so when Adam Rishon was created, he can go right away to start to eat. And really there's a Tosfos and Brachos also says like this, B'Shem HaTanchuma, that we say, B'Chochmo She'eskinu Mezoinoiso B'Yachakach Boroi. That we say, even Asher Yotza, B'Chochmo, Hashem created us, B'Chochmo, means that first he created our Mezoinos, all the food that we needed, and then he first created us. So what's Pshat in our Medrash that says, just like we were created last, that's why our halachas are learned last, we were created last in order that everything should be prepared for us. But why are the halachas, the learning about a man, come after the halachas about an animal? So some want to answer to say the same thing, that the reason why the halachas about an animal was learned first is also, in other words, an Adam should be prepared, have all his food prepared for him. But we have to know which type of food is he allowed to eat. Like which animals are kosher, which animals are treif, which fish you're allowed to eat, which birds you're allowed to eat. So first the Torah has to say the different halachas about the animal to let us know what is kosher to eat. And then we go to say the halachas about the Adam comes afterwards. However, according to Rabbeinu Bechaya, maybe we could say a little bit different. So Rabbeinu Bechaya explains really like this medrash that the pshat is that everything that's kosher becomes last. That he says the whole purpose of the creation of this world was for the fact that an Adam, a people, should be here. And what's the purpose of the people? To recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Adam was created last because Kolam Ulam is Timtza Achrenu. The same way says we find that Yom HaShabbos comes last, the end of the week. And that's the most kudish to kedai. In other words, the whole purpose of the Shishish Yomim is kedai there should be a Shabbos. Hu adin, we have Olam Habo and Olam Hazeh. The purpose of Olam Hazeh is only to be able to get to Olam Habo. So in other words, the reason why a person was created last to show that he's the purpose of the whole world. The whole purpose of this world is that there should be the Adam, there should be the Adam here, and he should be able to be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tachlis of the Briyas Olam was for the Adam that was created on Yom HaShishi. So he wants to say the same thing goes upon the halachas here. So maybe we can say the same thing also in this medrash, that that's the reason why the halachas of the animal comes first, and then the halachas about an Adam, because the tachlis, the reason why we have these halachas about the animals, are because an Adam is going to eat them. So since an Adam at the end is going to eat them, we have to have the halachas to know what is kosher and what is treif. What we're allowed to eat or what we're not allowed to eat. So first the Torah says the halacha is about the different type of animals, what's kosher, what's treif, and then the Torah talks about the Yetziras Adam, and about the halacha is about an Adam, because the tachlis of all the halacha is about the animals is kedei, that the Adam should be able to eat them. Agav, the Rebbeinu B'chayi also answers another question. Like, how come right after the pasuk that says Ba'ki'isha Kisazriya, they were talking about the halachas here that she's tamei for 7 days, and the 8th day she could become tor, how come right away the pasuk says Uvayom Hashmini Yimo B'sar Olosei? The pasuk right away says the mitzvah of Mila. Like, Lekura, this is not the place for the halachas about Mila. It says other places the halachas about Hilchas Mila. How come here the pasuk puts in Uvayom Hashmini Yimo B'sar Olosei? I will soon see other tirutzim. But he wants to say, Rabbeinu B'chayi, he wants to say that, like the Torah is teaching us, right after we talk about that a person was born, right away we tell him there's a mitzvah for him to do. Or miyad hitel all of mitzvah, viha mila, lohaydi, he says, to teach us, shein ikar leidosa shalodum b'ilam azeh. You know what the purpose of why a person was created in this world? Kiyim le mitzvah, only to do mitzvahs. Or kinyin shekosla, what the pasuk says, ki adam l'omol yulad, pirish l'omol ha-teirah via mitzvahs. L'kach etilu ha-teir yitzirosei b'teich ha-mitzvahs, v'akifosei b'em l'fonim l'achra. That's why the psukim right before they're born talks about the halachas, and right afterwards it says right away the mitzvahs of Milah to teach us this, that as soon as a person is born, we have to know his ikar creation was to do mitzvahs. Hu adin, there's another medrash rabba here, a famous medrash rabba, that also says, like, explaining why was the Teras Adam said after the Teras Abhema, and the Medrash says that the Pasuk says Isha Kisazri of Yolda Zohar, then it brings down the Pasuk into Hillim, Bochor Vokedem Tsartoni, that means the back and front, you have created me, and the Medrash Dashens, Im Zohar Adam Oimrim Loi Ato Kidamto Lachol Maisav Reshis. If a person does the way he's supposed to, he's more Choshev than the whole Maisav Reshis. And if not, we tell him even a small ant was created before you. And really, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says like this also, that Adam Nivra Bero Shabbos. Why? Shem Tazuach Daiti Olav Oymrim Loi Yotosh Kodmecha B'maisav Reishis. That if a person is going to have a little bit gaiva, think high about himself, we tell him, Yishno, even a small animal was created before you. In other words, the Pasuk and the Medrash is telling us that a person has to stay away from gaiva, stay away from being high, because if you think too much about yourself, right away will tell you that even a small animal was created before you. And the Be'er Moshe wants to explain the Mishnah Novice like this, that the Mishnah Novice in Perek Bey's Mishnah Che says, "In lomarata teira harbe, ha-tachse teiv li-yatzmecho, ki lekach metzorto." If somebody learns a lot of Torah, he shouldn't be proud about it, he shouldn't be machzik teiv li-yatzmecho. Why? Because that's the reason why he was created. So Mepharshim asks, like, so what if he was created? But still, he should feel very proud. He should be master of Tevel Yatzmo if he does learn a lot of Torah. Like, what's wrong with it? And he warns hints that the Pshat is that the reason why, like we're saying this Medrash, why a person was created last, and his Torahs are learned after the Torahs of an animal, is to teach us that Shelo Yachtik Tevel Yatzmo, that a person should not think high of himself. In other words, that a person was created beglal ha'anova, to be humble. So therefore, even if you learn a lot of Torah, you have to remember that al tachzik tevel yatzmoi, that don't make yourself feel high and feel big, because that's not the reason why we were created. We were created beglal v'mido of anova, to be very humble. Now, just to say another Torah, really, well, how come here the Torah says the mitzvah of Mila, when the Chur is not the Indian of Mila here? We're just talking about now when Isha gives birth, we're talking about Hilchas Tuma. How long is she tamei? That she gives birth to a zocher, she's tamei for 7 days, and on the 8th day she could become tor. So really, the Gemara Nida really says, the Gemara Nida on the Flamet Aleph says that Shalom ha-tamidim et Shimon ben Yochai. The tamidim is Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Mifnei ma'om v'torah mila l'shmeina. How come the Torah says that on the 8th day, that's the day to make the mitzvahs mila? So he answered back, Omer lehem, kidei shelo yiyu kulam semechim, the other v'imay atzovim. But the pshat is that everybody is making a bris mila. It's besimcha. They're making a big simcha here, and the mother is still tamei. So since the mother is still tamei, therefore the father will still be also will feel bad about it. So that's why the Torah waited until the 8th day, that then the isha, the wife, is ready to her. Therefore, they could also be a part of the simcha. Therefore, it's good why the Torah says the mitzvah of Mila right here. Like to explain the reason why the Torah is saying Mila is on the eighth day is because since the Hilchos Tumah and Isha's Tomei for 7 days, and the Torah wanted that Peshas the Mila. She should also be there, she should also be happy by the Simchom. That's why on the eighth day that a Tumah goes off for it, she could go to the Mikvah. Who are then? That's the day when we make the Bris Mila. And like if you do with the Gemara in Shabbos and of Kuflama that says that Kol Mitzvah Shekiblu Aleim B'Simchom Kegoyin Mila Tirsiv Sosan Rech Alam Rosecha Kmoitzi Shalarov is Adayin Oysen Oysa B'Simchom. Any Mitzvah that at the beginning Klai Yisrael received it and did it with happiness, they're still doing the Mitzvah B'Simchom. And Mila Metchila was Mekubal B'Simchom. That's why now Keseda, whenever you have a Bris Mila, people still make a Simcha, people are still happy about it. And Yad Ksei Kach was saying now the Torah was makbid, that the Mila should be B'yom HaShemini, in order that even the parents, the mother and the father, there should also be the Simcha, the Shas, the Bris Mila. Now in the Medrash, there's also another reason why Mila is B'yom Shemini. And the Medrash here in Vayikra Rabbah says, that the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Odom Uvehema Toshi Hashem. That the Medrash says, Mishpat Odom Mishpat Pehem Shofin. The halachas of an animal and a man are the same thing. That mishpat adam, what's the halacha of an adam? Uvayim hashmini yimo besar alosai. On the eighth day, that's the day we do the bris mila. Mishpat behema, umyayim hashmini v'hola yirotza. That after the eighth day, then an animal is roy to be a korban. It's the first 7 days you can't bring an animal for a korban. It's only on the eighth day that it's roy to be a korban. And the Medrash says, Moshul lemelech. Shenichnas leMedina beGazav Yomer, a king came into the city and made a decree that says Kolach Senoyim Sheish Kan LoYiro Ponei Achiro Penei Hamatruna Chilam. Nobody could come and see me before first he sees my special guest, my matruna, my special queen, or my special the special person. You can't see the king before you see somebody special. It's Kachomra Kodesh Baruch Hu LoTevi Yulofonai Korban Achetaver Olav Shabbos. Don't bring an animal for korban unless first it lived through a Shabbos. Shein zayin yomim b'loy Shabbos. V'yein mila b'loy Shabbos. The same thing. A kid has to wait till at least he's 8 days old in order that after he saw a Shabbos, that's when he can have the bris mila. So first of all, it's mashmah from this medrash that the inyan of making a bris mila is like bringing a korban. And the pshat is that there's a mysterious nefesh of making the bris mila because there is a chash maybe a kid will die from the bris mila. And your moisten nefesh to do the mitzvah is like your moisten nefesh that you brought a korban. And there's a lashon hazoya like that over here, that by making a bris mila, it's as if you brought a korban. And that's why lalach it's like that, that the day you make a bris mila, you're supposed to be the simcha that whole day, and you're supposed to wear special begodim, and it's like a yomta for you. Because lalach is the day you brought a korban, that whole day is like a yomta for you. Who are then the day you make a bris mila, it's like a yomta for you as if you brought a korban that day. And mashma that we could only have a bris mila after we live through, the kid lived through, a kedushas Shabbos. And the pshat is really that Shabbos is also called the bris. I see, it's called the bris, and who are then mila is called the bris. And the pshat from the bris is it binds two things together. In other words, we're binding Klai Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu together. Now the yisod of Shabbos is, the yisod of kedusha, to make things holy, to realize, is to be miyachid, Klai Yisrael and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Yisrael of Shabbos. And Hu Adin of Bris Mila is also to be Miyachid, every single Jew. Like to realize there's a sign on his body that he's Miyuchid to do mitzvahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Chinuch says that the Mesharshei Mitzvah Zu of Mila is Lefi Sherotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Kvoya Ba'am Asher Hivdo Liyaz Nikra Al Shmoy Bois Kavua Begufam. That Hashem wanted to put on our bodies a special sign that we are separated from the other nations. Betzuras haguf, even the actual body, our body is different than the body of goyim. K'moy shem uvdolim mihem betzuras nafshoysam, hasher moitzam umuvoyim einoshavim. That just like our neshama is different than the goyim, Hu Adin Hashem wanted to make an ois, a sign in our guf, in our body, that we are also different than the goyim. K'day that we know that our tafka in this world is to be mekayim the mitzvahs, to do the Ratzon Hashem. So the mila is called the bris, is called the sign in our body, that we are miyuchet to Hashem, just like Shabbos is a sign of the Ma'aseh Bereishis, that everything was done, l'tzorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why, b'yom HaShemini, the mila is b'yom HaShemini, that after a child live through and have the Kedushas HaShabbos, then he could go to make this bris of having a bris milah that is miyuchet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is really very good now that what we said before from Rabbeinu Bechaya, that right after a person is born, right away the Torah here puts in this mitzvah milah to show us that's the purpose, the tachlis, why we were born. We were born today to be mekayim mitzvahs. And the milah, that's the ois, that's the sign in our body that we are different than goyim, that our tachlis is to do mitzvahs. And there's a lashon hatur. The tur says that the ois of milah is that we should know asher l'dor v'dor anachnu chayovim l'oivdoi u'lesapet hilosei. That we have a chiyah to do mitzvahs back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and l'sapet hilosei, to say over praises back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the tur, that's saying that the union of the bris milah is that we should do mitzvahs and also l'sapet hilosei. We have to tell over praises to Hashem. This is also another reason why like the milah has to come after a Shabbos. Because the yisrael of Shabbos is also to give back tilah, to give back serious mishizbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really this is why in davening on Shabbos we are moisif more mizmorim l'chobad HaShabbos, Hashmai Mesapim Kavoy Kel, other mizmorim we say, because Shabbos is a special day to give serious mishizbachos back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really there's a lashon azoy like that that says that Achla Nibri Oilom, before the world was created, nobody realized the greatness of Hashem to give Him praises. Kivin shebara lomoi, bara hamalochim v'chayes hakodesh hashemayim chotzavom v'bara esodim. V'adayin lohoye peir v'shvach lefonuf, even after He created the malochim and the odim, still they did not give back praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Zohar says, ad she'nichna Shabbos, until it came Shabbos, v'shokto kulam, Upotchu rino v'shibchu hal yoinim v'atachtoinim v'yod yoshev akise kvoidei kloima ozhoye misha yaker es kvoid v'yishabeach l'chvoidei. On Shabbos, that was the first day when the Bria realized the greatness of Hashem, and then they sat down to give Sirus Mishas Bochos, to give back Hallel praises back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the union of Shabbos, is we give Hallel, we give praises to Hashem. Who are then the way the Torah says the union of Milah is to know that there's an ois upon us, that we are special to do la'avdoi u'lesaper tilosoi, to also say over praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which this Indian of saying praises to Hashem comes after the Kedushas of Shabbos. And really there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu like that that says, Amzu yatzarti li tehilosei yisaperu, that the Klal Yisrael was created in order to tehilosei yisaperu, that we should be able to say back praises back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have this koyach with the bris milah and with the Kedushas of Shabbos. So this is like another pshat in the Medrash that says that the reason why milah is b'yom hashmini is because only after we live through a Shabbos could we make this milah. Because the side of the milah is the bris, and Shabbos is the bris, and the side of the milah is to be able to say back tehillah, say back praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which also comes after a Shabbos Kodesh. Then the Parsha goes on to talk about the Neged Saras, that the Pasuk starts off, Yedabu Hashem HaMoshe V'yalar V'leimor, Odom Ki Yiyeh V'or B'Saroi, when a person has on the skin of his flesh, Se'eis Oysapachas, that means a rising or a scab, Oyva Harris, or else a bright spot, V'ho Yavor B'Saroi L'Neged Saras, and on his skin there's a Nega of Saras, of leprosy, V'uvo El Aron HaKoyin, should be brought to Aron HaKoyin, Oy Al Achad Mibon of HaKanim, or else to one of the sons of the Kohanim. And Rashi brings down why to the Kohen El Aron, Rashi says, Gizeres HaKosevi, Shein Tumas Negoyim V'Torosun El Alpi Kohen. It's Gizeres HaKosevi, that a Kohen, he's the one that pronounces you to make you Tomei, and he's the one that takes off the tumor. It's not a Metzias, that the Metzias, if you have this leprosy, that makes you Tomei. No, it's Gizeres HaKosev, when the Kohen says you're Tomei, then you are Tomei. Now the Medrash Rabbah says on this Pasuk, that it says a lashon of Odom ki yiyeh v'or b'saroi, a person when there will be on his skin, the Medrash says, af haksuvim choku kovod Yisrael. In the Pesukim we see that the Torah gives kovod, gives respect to Klal Yisrael. Because over here, because by the Parshas before of Karbonos, the beginning of Vayikra, it says, Odom ki yakriv mikem. It says lashon from you, mikem. Avol over here, when it talks about Neged Saras, it doesn't say lashon of Odom mikem, it rather just says Odom ki yiyeh, the person when he will have on his skin this Neged Saras. but it doesn't say a lashon of mikim like it says lashon by korban adam ki yakriv mikim. Like we're talking about nice about klai yisrael, we talk about mikim by a korbanus, but talk about the genai of the yisurim. Here we don't mention this lashon of mikim. Hu adin is the medrash tanchuma also says like that. That the medrash asks, why doesn't it say lashon of dabro bnei yisrael? All the other parshas it starts off dabro bnei yisrael. Here it just says v'yadabro Hashem Moshe leimer, and it doesn't end off dabro bnei yisrael. It rather starts off right away adam ki yev v'yav b'saroi. So medrash tanchuma says that el adam ki yev zeh shomra kosev ki lo kel chofetz rosh atam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to say special things when he talks about doing bad to Klal Yisrael. That's why it doesn't say Lashon of Dabro B'nei Yisrael. Rather, just starts off right away, Odom Kiyah, in order to give covered to Klal Yisrael. That when we're talking about the Yisroel, the punishment, we don't want to mention Lashon Chashivus of B'nei Yisrael or of Mikem. We rather go straight to the point of Odom Kiyah V'yah B'saray. And the Be'er Moshe once explained, like the first Medrash Rabbah that says, only by the Parshas of Kabonis does it say a Lashon of Odom Kiyakrav Mikem. Mashenkin over here, it just says Odom Kiyah, it doesn't say a Lashon of Mikem. So you want to say that by Kabonis, we are not Mekabo from the Goyim, all different Kabonis. A Goy can only bring a special Nedorim and Nedovis, but a Korban of a Choyv, a Nakum cannot bring. Therefore, the other Pasuk says, Odom Kiyakrav Mikem, means from Klai Yisrael, special from Klai Yisrael, you have the mitzvah of all the different type of kabonis. Mashenken goyim don't have to do with all the different type of kabonis. Mashenken here by the neged tzaras, here the neged tzaras has to do with goyim, as much as Yisrael, maybe even more. That's why here it says lashon, just lashon of adam kiyeh b'yor. It doesn't say lashon of adam kiyeh mikem. But to say even by goyim, it also applies the inyan of neged tzaras. Because really there's a medrash here that says that Kivin Sheshamo Yisrael, Pashas Negoyim, as soon as Klai Yisrael heard over that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said over these halachas about Neger of Negoyim, that they became Tomei, and what happens to them, the different type of Tyra they have to have, is Nisiora, they got very afraid, Klai Yisrael, they became afraid. Omar Lehem Moshe. So Moshe told back to Klai Yisrael, Al Tisiora, don't be afraid. Eilu L'umas Olam. You should know the Indian of Mitzaras, of Negoyim, applies to the Goyim. Avol Atem, but you, Klai Yisrael, Le'echol V'lishtois L'smoyach. But for you, Klai Yisrael, the Indian of Negoyim, there's different type of tumors that happen to the body, to the house, to the clothing. For you, it's good. It's for you to eat. It's for you to drink. It's for you to be happy from. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Rabim Akoivim L'roshom V'habotech Pashem Chesed Yisrael V'venu. This is the Lashon of a Medrash. The Chuvah has to have a beer. Like, what's the pshat? The Goyim only apply to the Goyim and don't apply to the Yidden. We know Fakir, the halachas here apply to the Yidden. And the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel once explained this Medrash, like the Gemara in Megillah says in the Yudeis, that the Yomer Ashlokish, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makes Yisrael, Elim came Baru Lehem Refu Atchila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never hits Klai Yisrael unless first he created already the healing, the refuah. Avobu Masalam, Mashenkan by the Goyim is the opposite way. Einokain, rather Maku Oison Chilo, Vyachakar Borulam Refuah. That first Hashem hits them, he gives them punishment, and later he makes the healing for them. And the Gemara brings down Psukim for this. So he explains what's the time of this, what's Pshan the Gemara, what does the Shlokash mean to say? He means to say that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu hits, gives a mark at the Klai Yisrael, it's not the pshat that Hashem's purpose is in hitting a Jew, making it hard for us, giving us sorrows. No, the purpose Hashem wants is to be roifa, to heal us, to make us better. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us better is, if a person did chatoim, did things bad, Hashem wants to wake us up, wants to make us do tshuva. Today it should be better for us later, is he gives us a makah, he gives us a wound, he gives us yisurim, today to wake us up, and then we go and do tshuva. So the purpose why Hashem did the Yisurim to us was only to make it good for us at the end. That's called before he created the Makam, he first created the Refuah to make it good for us. Mashenken by the Umasalim, by the Goyim, when Hashem wants to hit them, give them punishment, is the Pshat is they deserve to be punished. They deserve to be hit. Therefore Hashem hits them for the punishment of it, to give them the punishment. Then later, when they've finished their punishment, then Hashem makes a reform, then Hashem heals them. And this is the Yisoid by any Yisurim that any Jew has. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us Yisurim, gives us pain, gives us punishment, we have to realize it always comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving it to us for a reason. We deserve it. And this is going to wake us up. This will make us do tshuva. This will take away the chet from this world. Today in the next world we will be zeichet olam haba. But it's only for our good. Now, once saw some of Farshim learn that really it's akasha. At the beginning, there used to be Nevi'im in Klal Yisrael. If somebody in Klal Yisrael did things wrong, did averus, the Navi would get up and tell Klal Yisrael, you should know you're doing things wrong. You're doing things wrong. Tshuva Yisrael, come back and do tshuva. So the kasha is, today, where's our Nevi'im today? What's here to tell us today we're doing things wrong? Like Maduch then, when Klal Yisrael was at such a high madrega, they needed Nevi'im. How come today that we're at such a low madrega, why don't we also need Nevi'im? So good, Mepharshim said the Pshat is the Nevi'im won't help anymore today. At that time, when they were at a bigger Madrega, higher Madrega, they would listen to the Nevi'im. Therefore, Hashem gave the Nevi'im. But today, we're such a low Madrega, we will not even listen to the Nevi'im. That's why Hashem didn't give us the Nevi'im. But Akoponim, who is here now today to tell us what we're doing wrong? Mepharshim say it's the Yisurim. The Yisurim, the punishment that Hashem gives to us, the pain that we have, that's the Nevi'im of today. That's what's telling us, wake up, you're doing something wrong. Do tshuva, come back close to Hashem. And Memela, the Einish, the Yisurim, would go away from you. So in other words, Hashem gives us the Yisurim not because He wants to be mean to us, to make it hard for us, but rather fakat, He wants us to enjoy it. He wants us to be good at the end. So He wants us to get away, take away the chet, take away the Einish. So Memela, we get the Einish in this world, or we wake up from the Yisurim, that's the Navi, to come and tell us we're doing something wrong, to wake up. And then we do tshuva, everything is only the good for us. So that's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first creates the refuah, because that's what He wants. He wants to heal us. He wants to take away the chet from us. And then He gives the makkah, that's the way we take away, our chet is taken away from us. So that's the way He wants to be masbid this medrash also. That when Klal Yisrael first heard the inyan of the Parshas of Negoyim, tremendous Yisurim here, the Siluchas Tumah, what's going to happen to them, they got afraid. So Moshe answered them back, don't be afraid. That Negoyim looks hard, it looks like Yisurim, it looks like very painful, tremendous halachas. The pain is only for the Goyim. When Hashem gives pain as pain, that's only to the Goyim. They deserve to get a makkah. They deserve to get hit because they're bad. Mashenkin by Klal Yisrael, anytime we have any little Yisurim, it's only for at the end, le'echor v'lishtois l'smoyach, that we should only be happy with the end. That's why Hashem gives us the Parshas of Negoyim. Therefore, Negoyim for Klal Yisrael is a simcha, to know that we have Yisurim that would wake us up, that would make us do tshuva, and that will come back to be Oved Hashem, and everything will be only good for us. So with this Hesber, maybe we could understand, like we said before, like the Medrash Rabbi brought down, that over here, by the Parshas of Negoyim, it doesn't say a Lashon of Mikem. It only says that by Kabonis, it says Adam Ki Yakrev Mikem. We said the Be'er Moshe explained that the word Mikem is like Yechshivit is happening to you and not to Goyim. From Klal Yisrael, we are Mekabel all different type of Kabonis. But by a Goy, we don't receive all the different type of Kabonis. Mashenkin here, the Hilchos of Negoyim, does apply to the Goyim. So the Pshat could be, not only does it apply to the Goyim, but the Pshat is that the Halachis here of Negoyim look like it's very painful. It's a very hard thing to go through. There's a tremendous Yisurim involved. The posha, the pain sheboy, the makah sheboy, that goes to the goyim. The goyim, they get makah, they get pech, they get klep. Mashenka, when it happens to Klal Yisrael, the Yisurim sheboy is not the terrorist mean, painful Yisurim, but rather only to make it good, to be bach salatayif. That's why here it doesn't say a lashon of mikem. Like the pain sheboy is not for us, that's only for the goyim, not for Klal Yisrael. And maybe this is pshat in the Medrash Tanchum also, that asks, how come over here it doesn't say Dabra B'nei Yisrael, like it says by all the other parshas? And the pshat is because in the Inyan of Negoyim, there is a tremendous amount of pain for it. It feels bad. It's a tremendous Yisurim. So the pasuk doesn't want to say B'nei Yisrael to teach us that the Yisurim, the pain of it, is not for the B'nei Yisrael. That's for the Goyim. The B'nei Yisrael, we don't come out with the pain from this. we only learn out to be machzel mutav, to come back to be good. Ramela will only gain from our yisurim, from our negoyim that we have. All right, turn over. Now, like we said before, Rashi says, "V'huva elar nakoyin." Rashi says, "It's tigzeras akosavu shein tumas negoyin v'tayrosom elar pikoyin." That this halacha of negoyin that can become tomei, it's tigzeras akosav. In other words, it's not really like a person is sick and you have to go to a doctor to heal yourself. But the pshat is, this is a ruchniyistik sickness. That if you're doing different chatoyim, Hashem brings upon this machla upon you, like we were saying, to go and do tshuva. So therefore you have to come to the kohen. He's the one that could make you tor, and he's the one that can make you tomei. Really, like the Gemara in Erechin says, that there are seven things, seven different chatoyim, that bring upon the goyim to come upon a person. Al Lashon Hara, Shvichas Domim, Shvu Ashov, Gilui Arayis, Gases Haruach, Gezel v'tzoras ayin, and v'yalaf l'kulim mikroi. The Gemara of the Erech learns all these things out from Psukim. So the pshat is, by doing big averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring you to do tshuva, so therefore he gives you this kapara of having the negoyim, having the tzoras come upon you. And really there's a Gemara in Brochet that says like that, that says that, kol sheyesh boi dalad maros negoyim, harezem mizbeach kapara. If anybody has negoyim come upon him, you should know you're having the forgiveness like Mizbeach Kapara. Via Kapara loy boy are they kain. And you have your Kapara because of the kain. That's this Indian that we have to bring the tzaras, the negoyim, to the kain. It's through him like a korban, like a Mizbeach, that we have a Kapara through the kahanim. And really it's a little question here. Like, why does the Pasuk say, V'huvo el aron ha-kain, oy el achad mibonav ha-kahanim? Like it says, the halacha of negoyim, either you go to Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, or else go to any one of his children. So since the halacha is, you don't bedavka have to go to a Kohen Gadol, you can go to any Kohen. So why does the Pasuk say, V'hu v'el Aaron HaKohen? Why does the Pasuk say, come to Aaron for? If you could go to any one of the Kohen, it just should have said, V'hu v'el HaKohen. Why does it start off to say, V'hu v'el Aaron HaKohen? And some of us should want to say, there's not a material, like we're saying, because the pshat is, the inyan to go to a Kohen is to get a kapara. Like it's something, you're sick a little bit in Ruchnius, and you need a kapora now. So therefore there's an inyan, if the kohen is going to be machapa you, there's an inyan to go to the greatest kohen possible. Like you'll have more of a kapora, the more choshev, the more greater the kohen is. Therefore, at first choice, if you could go to Aaron HaKohen, go to the greatest kohen, he'll make the biggest most kapora in you. Therefore, go to him first. But if you can't get to him, la'alochi, you'll have to go to any one of his children also, they could also make this kapora for you. And the Chinuch also speaks about this to say that the union of Negoyim is that a person has to have a moon and a Kodesh Baruch Hu to realize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mazgiach, looks over everything, Pashkochas Protis. Everything that happens to us only happens because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it to happen to us. Nothing happens by itself. And if anything goes bad for us, anytime we have a bad mikra happens to us, we should know it's because we did something bad. That's why Hashem is now making something bad for us today to make us do tshuva. So whether it's a big tzara, whether it's a small tzara, it's all Ashkocha Protis, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Indian is, you should be mefashresh b'maisav, to look into what you're doing, to be yachsel tshuva. And as the Chasta Yashem, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts off to give Yisurim, not to a person's guf itself, but first to be pagay in a person's mammon. First he gives you nechosim, Yisurim to the nechosim. And then he first comes to the goof if it doesn't help. Like the Al-Shech says, that's the Seyda HaDvorm here in the different Negoyim. That he says, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if somebody did these one of these seven Chatoyim, he deserved to have Negoyim. First the Neg would go on the Bayis. It would go on the walls of the house, like the Parsha talks about, the Neg Alabatim. That's called on your mum and on your house. If a person did Tshuva, very good. If he didn't do Tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would send the neg upon his begodim, upon his clothing. That's a little bit closer to a person's guf. If he did tshuva, good. If he didn't do tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be shaleach the neg on a person's guf itself. But the inyan of having the negoyim, these different yisurim, is only for the purpose that a person should go and do tshuva. And that's why we locked up the person has a neg, that it should be mizbein, and he should think into and realize that he did something wrong. That's why this happened to him. And he should do tshuva, and then everything will be for his benefit, will be for the good. Now, when the parsha starts off about the Hilchos Negoyim, we know there are like two main ovos, two different colors of Negoyim, which really each one has two toldos. So really it's Shtayim Sheim Arba. Now the main ovos are, it's called Se'es and Uvaheres. Now Se'es, that's called Tzeva, that's white, like white wool, Kitzemer Loven. And Vaheres, that's called white like snow. There's the two different type of whitenesses that makes a nega. Now sapachas, when the Torah says sapachas, that means a tolder, and each one has a tolder. That the tolder of seis, that's kukrum beitzer, that's like the whiteness of an egg, and the tolder of a beheres, that's kesid hechel, that's like white line. So these are the shtayim sheim arba. Now if you have these signs on the body, then there are three simonim to tell us that you're tummy. One is Seyalovin. The hair has to also change white. One is Michias Bosachai. There's like raw flesh there. And one is Pshoyin, that it spread over a lot of part. Like you saw it once, and then the Kohen saw it a second time, and it spread out. And these Simonim have to be Omok Minor. They have to be deeper than the skin. They have to look deep down inside. And also the shear for these Simonim are, they have to be the size of a Kegris, which is the size of six Osiris. And then at the end of the parasha, it talks about the halachas of a mitzaras, that in the grain, somebody has this tumor, that the halachas are that he has to rip his clothing like an oval, and lo yistaper, he can't take a haircut, that he has to let his hair grow, v'yatef al svosoi, beged kovel, he has to put a cloth around his, like mustard around his mouth, and he has to let everybody know that he is tummy. And the Mefarshim say, how come he has these things? Because Negoyim comes, we learned, because of Lashon Hara. Now, the meaning of Lashon Hara is that people tell over other people, Lashon Hara, and they make people become angry at one another. They make problems between Ish v'Yishtoi, Benodom l'chaveroi. You make people hate one another with your Lashon Hara. Therefore, the Midah Kenegah Midah is that we make you sit yourself. Bodot Yeshiv Mechus L'machneh. The Yodeya Shutomi, everybody should know that you're Tomei, and you're sitting separate by yourself now, and nobody comes close to you. And this way you mitztayer like an oval is, and for this it would make you do tshuva on the chet that you did, and you come out like we learned before, to break your bad midas that you have, you'll come to do tshuva, and then Hashem will be mekabel you, and everything will be go back to good again. Now I saw some of Farshim asked the question, over here by Tumah, by Negoyim, we're seeing if it's white, the color white, that shows that you're tummy. That's like bringing tum upon you, showing that you're doing something wrong. Now by Yom Kippur, there we know by the Ser HaMishtaleach, we have the string around its neck, and when it turned white, that was a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael. That was a sign of Kapara. So we see over there something white, if it was red, was turned into white, that shows like we're at Tzadikim now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaparos. So there we see that the white is an Indian of Tyra, of bringing the soul pure. And here we see the color of white is making us tummy, that Saras here. If you have a nega, which is white, that makes you tummy. So it could be the way we're saying until now, this is the pshat, that the Indian, the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu makes us white is to show us that the purpose of Negoyim is to make us do tshuva. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing us, we have to become white. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu made our body white, made a nega upon us, to wake us up to do tshuva, to make ourselves to become Tyra. So it's true, white is always a sign of Tyra. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us that the reason why he's putting this Tumas Negoyim upon us is not like we spoke at the beginning, to give us a market to make it bear to harm us. But rather he wants to make us white, that we should make ourselves become Tor. We should go to do tshuva because of these simonim. Memela will become pure through and through. Now, right before Shlishi, the Pasuk Yud Bey says, V'yimparoyach tifrach hatzaraz bor, if the nega tzaraz spreads over all your skin, v'chisus hatzaraz eis kol or hanega meroysher v'yad raglov, if the nega, this sign of tzaraz, spreads over your whole body, from your head until your foot, l'chol mara eni hakoin, all that a kohen could see, v'ro hakoin v'ne chisus hatzaraz eis kol v'saroi, the Kohen came and saw that this nega tzaras covered up all your body, then the loch is, v'ti hares hanoga, the nega is tor, Why? Kuloi hofach lovon toru. Since the whole thing, your whole body changed to be white, like this negatras went through your whole body, the Torah says, what's the locha? You become tor. Which really, in the first Mr. Kasha, why should that be? And they say, this is a chayt, it's like a gzeras akosif. The chur we see, when you have simonim of white on your body, that makes you tummy. So if the whole body is white, for sure you should be tummy. And the other pasuk is saying, no, if the negatras spread out throughout the whole body, then we say the locha is you are tor. So the chur is like a chayk, like a gzeras akosif. However, the Chofetz Chaim wants to explain it like this. Like we said, that the inyan of tzaras is that we did chatoyim, we spoke lashon hara, we did other chatoyim. So Hashem wants to makes us a lev nishbar. We should feel bad, and we should come to do tshuva. That's why we said you have to sit outside gimel machnois. You have to be by yourself to be misbanyan to realize what you did wrong. In other words, to break the gaiva that you have to be machnia yourself. So he wants to say that's only if a person has a little bit of a neger on his body. He's not so broken. But here, where the nega goes over his whole body, from top to bottom, so this person is mamish, a broken person. He's broken through and through. He zich has a lev nishbar v'nitkem. So such a person, that alone is his tshuva. That alone, the fact he became so nishbar, like he's so away from the inyan of gaiva now, and he becomes such a inyan of anova now, he feels so nishbar, so broken, that alone is his tyrant. Therefore, the din is takris tor, you don't have to have the lochas of tumanau to throw him outside the Yuma Machanois to make him sit by himself, which those in Yoram are only to bring him l'day hachno. But this person that has the negro over his whole body, for sure, since it's all over him, he's such a lev nitke v'nitke that he doesn't need more than this. Therefore, the lochrid that he's tor, and this alone is his whole kapara, he'll have tshuva right away. He'll have his kapara right away. Now, this Shabbos, the Shabbos Mevorchim of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's called the special Shabbos, Shabbos HaPashas HaChodesh, that the Chomo Mesakin, we learn a special Maftir, that we learn from the Pashas of HaChodesh HaSeh Lochem, Rosh Chodoshim. We speak about the Pashas of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, some say the reason why Chomo Mesakin of Pashas HaChodesh is because, really, like the Pasuk says, that HaChodesh HaSeh Lochem, Rosh Chodoshim, this month, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is a special Chodesh. It's the beginning of the month, beginning of the year, the beginning of the count of the months. And some said Lashon of Lochem is also Isis of Melech. This is like the king of the Chodesh, of all the different months. Therefore, there's like a mitzvah, L'kadosh Oysa Yoyse Mikol Shara Chodoshim. There's an Indian to say, speak out special about this Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is different than all other months. So even though really we're not Mekadosh the Chodesh anymore, Apiriyam, but our kopon was an Indian to speak out these parshas about Rosh Chodesh Nisan to show the chshivas of Chodesh Nisan. Really, the Ramban says it's really a mitzvah to count all the months from Chodesh Nisan. Like Chodesh Nisan should always be the first one, like Rishon Hu Lachem. In other words, Chodesh Nisan is called the first month, then Iyar is called number two, Sivan is called number three. That's the way we're supposed to count the months. That the first month, the most chashuv month we have, is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And really in the Haggadah also we say that Yochum Rosh Chodesh, Tamalim V'Boy Joim. That I would think there's an Inyan L'Sapi, the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, no Rosh Chodesh. Before Shemester Kasher, what do we see so great about Chodesh Nisan? Why would I think Yochum Rosh Chodesh? What was so great, like the beginning of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, happened about Rosh Chodesh Nisan? And some want to say that the pshat is that the mazel of Chodesh Nisan is the Tleh, is Tleh. Now Tleh, that was the god of the Mitzrayim. They worshipped the Tleh, the sheep. That's what the Mitzrayim worshipped. Now some of us learn it's interesting. That by all the Makkos, we saw power was giving in slowly and slowly was giving in to Moshe a little bit. When it came after the last, the ninth Makkah, power got the chutzpah to throw Moshe out of here and said, go away, I don't want to see you anymore. The kasher is, how come after the ninth Makkah, Parah got this starkeit to throw Moshe out? And some of the Farshim say the pshat is because each Makkah took a Chodesh time. Now Parah knew that after the Makkah of Choshech, the ninth Makkah, he knew nothing would come until at least the beginning of Nisan. And Parah thought when it comes Chodesh Nisan, that's the mazel of Tler, that's our Chodesh, for sure we'll win over Klai Yisrael and we'll be able to break Moshe. That's why Paro had the chutzpah to throw Moshe out right now. So Lemaisa, when it finally came Chodesh Nisan, it came his mazel tleh, the mazel of the sheep, and he saw nothing happen for Paro, that was really the last downfall of Paro. Then he saw he was finished, and that's where really the Yad Yisrael was Govar, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan on, that it came to be Kamat the Makas Pechoris, which that was the end off of the Mitzrayim. So really that's the pshat from the God of Yochum Rosh Chodesh. I would think really at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the time to give Shiras v'shes bochus to say over about the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because that's really where the Yitzias started from. That Pharaoh saw, even though it came his Chodesh Nisan, he couldn't do anything connected to Klai Yisrael. That's where really Klai Yisrael's Yad was govern over the Mitzrayim. So that's this Indian of Chodesh Nisan, that's the beginning of the month, that's the beginning really of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the Nisim for Yitzias Mitzrayim, started at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And we're saying now this Chodesh Nisan is a special month. It's like the beginning of the whole year. And really the pshat is that really every Rosh Chodesh, we say in Musaf, Zaman Kapora L'chol Tadoisim, that Rosh Chodesh is an Indian of Kapora, an Indian to have forgiveness. Where do we find an Indian of Kapora by Rosh Chodesh? What's the pshat that Rosh Chodesh gives us Kapora? We have forgiveness. And the pshat is that the Mefarshim say that when a person goes in the middle, like in the middle of a Zaman, in the middle of the month, it's hard to change over. Where you're starting now, the mood that you're in right now, you are doing good, you're not doing so good, it's hard to change over. There are certain times that's easy to change over. At the beginning of the Zaman, when something starts new, you say, ah, I have a fresh start right now. This start I'm going to start to do very good. That's the pshat from every Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh means like it's a new start now. I'm starting over from the new now. When you start over new, it's easy to change over and to do tshuva to be machzal atayv. Whereas in the middle of the month, it's like a continuation of Yamahalach, how you're going, Avadi, you could do tshuva then. But then it's a little bit harder. The Indian of every Rosh Chodesh, that's the pshat from the Chodesh. Chodesh means a chidush, it's something new. You have new koyach into you. There's a new spark of life coming into you right now. And you have a right to change over to be machzak l'tayev to do tshuva. That's why every Rosh Chodesh is really a Zaman Kapara. However, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh, is the Rosh. Is like we said, like the Melech of all the other Chadoshim, as the Pshat is, this is really the beginning of the Yitzira, the whole Yitzira of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael was first born now in Chodesh Nisan. Like we say now, when it came to Yitzias Mitzrayim on Tes Vov, the Nisan, when Klai Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, that's when we first had a shame, Am Yisrael, that's when we were created. And that's Bemison, the whole cycle of the year starts like this, that Pesach, that's like the beginning when Klai Yisrael was created. Some say it's Kneged Avraham Avinu. Then it comes to be Shavuos. Klai Yisrael ended off the Yitzriya. They got Kedusha. They got the Torah. And then finally it ends off with Sukkis. That's the Gemar Dover that we're mamish living with the Shechinah, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's like the Nisuyin. That's after we have Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. After we have a Tshuva Shleima, we come to the Matzav of Sukkis. We're at our peak of Kedusha. But we start off with Pesach, go into Shavuos, Kabbalah Satera, and we end off with Sukkis. So really the beginning of the year, the beginning is really Pesach, and that was the beginning of the birth of Klai Yisrael, the Yitzir of Klai Yisrael. So man, every single year, when it comes now the Chodesh of Nisan, it's called the new Hischachus, something new is happening. We get a new spark of life in us, that with this new spark we could mamish change over, machzik l'toiv, we could become a new person, we could do tshuva shleima, and come into a new person to do l'toiv. So that's why Chodesh Nisan is a special month. That's why we make a special tree out of it by tomorrow to make us wake up to know this is a special month. This is Achonah for Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is Achonah for Pesach. We're supposed to now start learning Hilchos Pesach right now. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, to get yourself into the matzav of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which the Yitzias Mitzrayim was. We went out of Tumas Mitzrayim into Kedusha to mekabel upon ourselves the Ol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this Indian of Ischachus, of creating something new in us, even though it's in every Rosh Chodesh, Balachas Kama Vakama, more and more, this Chodesh Nisan. And the Sfasemis brings down that the Medrash says in this Posek, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, the Medrash Bi Melochim Yimloichu, that on this Chodesh, there's an Indian of Malchus, Ki Malchus Shemayim Mizgala B'Chodesh Hazeh. Because in this Chodesh Nisan, it was Mizgala uncovered, everybody saw now clearly the Malchus of Hashem. We're able to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he explains, because really, There's a difference between like Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, and now of Chodesh Nisan. That in Tishrei, that's called that as Nizgala, the Kvod Shemayim, in Shemayim. There's an Indian in Tishrei, Kodesh Baruch Hu does din in Shemayim. He's done everybody. Everybody knows there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's only in Shemayim. Hashenkin, where was in Nizgala on this world, Berla Mazer, also the Malchus Shemayim? That was in Chodesh Nisan. B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's why it's called HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. In other words, Lochem means for our sake. It was Nizgala, we saw clearly the Malchus Shemayim in this Chodesh Nisan, when we saw all the great Nisan that happened, B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Pshat is because when we wipe away Rishoyim, Memelo there's Nizgala Kvod Shemayim. At the Ikav Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Ibud of the Rishoyim, we killed out the Mitzrayim, and by wiping out the Mitzrayim, the middle of the Biyazgalis of Kvod Shemayim. Who then by Yemaisa Mashiach is brought down, when we'll wipe out that Molech, the middle of the Biyazgalis of Kvod Hashem, Kisei Echod, Shemayi Bayamu Yi Hashem Echod Hashem Echod, Bishas, we wipe out the Rishoyim, that's when there's this galus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what happened to us in this Chodesh Nisan, or B'Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. There was a tremendous galus. We saw clearly the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even on this world. And every single year, the same Chiddush is here also, that we're able to see now the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chodesh Nisan. That's why it's called the Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. It's a tremendous month, this Chodesh of Nisan. And really, the three Parshas, the three Shabbosim we had already, the Parshas of Shkolim, and the Parshas of Zohar, and the Parshas of Torah, and now we have the Shabbos HaChodesh, which is the last one of the four. The Pshat is the other three help us today. We should be able to be zeicha to this Chodesh Shabbos of Parshas HaChodesh. And the Pshat is the Indian of Shkolim we had was for him to make ourselves, prepare ourselves to be able to have the money that there should be Karbonos for the new coming year. We have to have the Indian of Karbonos, that's a tikkun for the machshav of a person to bring Karbonos. Then we have the Indian of Parshas Zohar, which we said we have to wipe out the Rishoyim, wipe out the Molech, and then we could have a Molard's Deya, then we could have the Kvod Shemayim. And then in the name of Pashas Parah, we are Matayr ourselves, we bring Tayr upon ourselves. And now finally we come into the end, the Gemara Dover is Chodesh Pashas HaChodesh, which is Chodesh Nisan, which is the newest Chachis, something new, that we have to change ourselves over. There's a Koyach now of Chiddush to make something new in yourself. To be mechadis something new in Avodas Hashem. To mechadis something new, how we're doing mitzvahs. How we're going to go to learn Torah. And even though it's hard to change over, but at the beginning of a Chodesh and befrat at the beginning of the year, it's much easier to change over. So these first three Parshas we had was really Hachona. Today when we come to Parshas HaChodesh, everybody should be able to zeichetaka, to change over, to take advantage of this Chodesh Nisan, of this new Chiddush, this new spark we get in ourselves, to use it out the right way. All right, we'll stop here.